POTUS Situation Room Status of Israel War on Hamas in Gaza. This morning, we sat down with our national security teams to receive a situation update on the terrorist attack in Israel and to give direction on next steps. We connected with Prime Minister Netanyahu to discuss our ongoing coordination to support Israel, deter other hostile actors, and protect innocent people. A photograph of President Joe Biden in the White House Situation Room has generated online speculation that the 80-year-old leader may be experiencing cognitive decline. Posted on President Biden's official account on Tuesday, the photo captures several administration officials engaged in a meeting concerning the ongoing conflict between Israel and Palestine. However, a specific detail within the image has drawn the attention of certain online users, the name placards displayed on the Situation Room table. On various social media platforms, individuals have pointed out the perceived unusualness of all the placards facing President Biden instead of their respective owners. "Take a look at their nameplates," one user commented. "They seem to be turned toward President Biden, presumably to help him identify who they are. It's quite a peculiar scene." Blinken holds meeting with Saudi Crown Prince. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken convened with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in Riyadh as the Biden administration strives to avert the escalation of the Israel-Hamas conflict into a broader regional crisis. Blinken and the Crown Prince engaged in a conversation on Sunday, lasting slightly less than an hour, at his private estate just outside the capital, according to U.S. officials. When asked about the meeting's outcome, Blinken responded with "very productive," but no further immediate details were disclosed. The meeting, originally anticipated for late Saturday night but postponed, remained closed to the media. These discussions occurred mere hours after the Israeli military issued a warning about an imminent full-scale offensive on Hamas positions in the Gaza Strip, amidst increasingly dire concerns regarding the potentially devastating consequences for Palestinian civilians as a ground invasion loomed. Prince Mohammed marked the sixth Arab leader that Blinken met with in person since his arrival in the Middle East on Thursday. His journey began in Israel, where he reaffirmed the Biden administration's commitment to supporting and standing with Israel. Blinken subsequently visited leaders in Jordan, the Palestinian Authority, Qatar, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia. He also has plans to visit Egypt later on Sunday.